When he was running for president, George W. Bush promised to restore the national park system, but 4 years later, parks continued to deteriorate, and some observers estimate it would cost $4 billion to make them healthy again. Ron Tipton is with the National Parks Conservation Association, an advocacy group. He says park managers are having to make tough choices.
Are they going to have fewer law enforcement people? Are they going to have fewer backcountry rangers? Are they going to have fewer interpretive programs, shorter hours, or even some days where the visitor center is not open? All of the above in some cases.
Tipton says Congress mandates salary increases for park workers, but doesn't provide money to pay for them. That diverts money that should be used for maintenance, hiring staff, and other programs. And when the nation goes to orange alert, parks have to pay for the extra security. Tipton says most parks in this region have less money now than they did 2 years ago. The Grand Portage National Monument is near the Canadian border with Minnesota. Superintendent Tim Cochran says the monument has been limping along without a visitor center for nearly 50 years.
That ought to tell you a little bit about funding levels and ability to provide for fairly basic services at a national park unit. There's been underfunding for a while. It certainly is more chronic now.
Cochran says as he loses staff, he relies more on volunteers to run the park and explain the history to visitors. At Voyageurs National Park, also along the Canadian border, officials are working on a plan to manage the park on reduced funding for the next 5 years. Deputy Superintendent Kate Miller says they'll use retirements to reduce staff levels.
It's no secret, I guess, that those of us who are baby boomers are approaching retirement age, and that there will be some opportunities service-wide to find some efficiencies and do some reorganization.
Next year's National Park Service budget won't be decided until fall. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Stephanie Hemphill.